If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right by reminding you that small business is big business, and your business is our business.
All right, can we do this later?
I think we should.
I told Eric what the topic was, and he says, can we do that in the next segment? We're going to talk
about...
And
there was about 10 seconds of, you really are a moron. And then the joke hit. We're talking about procrastination.
And how to overcome chronic procrastination.
Or now, if you're from my camp, embracing it.
And there are times where I realize that there is value in putting something off until the last minute, because I remember several years ago somebody had asked me to do something, and I did it, and I did it early, and I brought it to them, you know, like 3 days early. And she says, yeah, we've had to cancel that event, so now we don't need it at all.
Oh.
And I'd already done it. And I'm like, well... What, were you just expecting me to wait to the last minute to do this? Because it was a pretty big thing. And she's like, well, yeah.
That's why we call them deadlines.
Okay. All right.
Because it's dead on arrival.
There is some value, I'm sure. And Eric has proven and shown me several times where waiting to the last minute can work out. Okay. But what happens in my head, I am completely freaked out. So a couple weeks ago, I was getting ready to go on a trip, and I think I needed something on Monday morning. Like, I was leaving Monday afternoon, so I needed something on Monday morning. And I knew on Friday that I needed this thing on Monday morning.
Okay.
Friday. So I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even really Monday morning to do it. And Friday night, I had a little dream that was kind of like a nightmare, that I showed up without this thing that I needed to my event. The next night, same thing. And so two nights in a row. Now, it wasn't me making the thing that I needed. So otherwise, I would have just done it. But I was waiting for somebody else to do it. Yeah. And it was freaking me out.
Yeah.
Because now we're 2 days, you know, we're 2 days closer. And I leave in 2 days. And I won't have this thing. And I end up having these nightmares about it that I'm not going to be ready. And it sits in my head, and I worry about it, and I kind of freak out about it instead of just getting it done, getting it off my plate, and moving on.
Here we have the dichotomy of Angel and Eric. It's not Angel versus Eric. It's just Angel and Eric. You've got the swing of the pendulum on this side, which is let's get it done right now and hurry it up. And let's make sure that we have plenty of time so that it's off our plate.
Yeah, it's just done. It doesn't matter how far in advance it is. Let's just have it done.
Because it will bug me
until
it's done.
Yes.
And then on the other side, and by the way, that's Angel.
That, just in case you're wondering. I know, I'm a freak about it.
No, but on the other side, you know, there's the, and I don't know that I would call it procrastination as much as I would say, don't look at me like that.
What would you call it, Eric?
I don't worry about it until it's time. It's proper time. And
proper time.
See, folks, I wish you could see
Proper time.
Well, but you can hear it.
Proper time.
The octaves are going higher and higher.
I don't worry about it until it's proper time.
Okay. So both of these are extreme. Okay. Somewhere in the middle is probably a decent balance.
I do agree. Okay, I agree because we do have the extreme of let's get it done. Let's get it off our plate so I don't have to worry about it. I don't care how far in advance it is. I know about it now. This is when we do it.
And there will be plenty of time.
The other swing of I'm running around and we're crazy because it has to get done. In fact, it has to get done right now.
And it gets done really well. So, number one, if you want to avoid chronic procrastination, you should probably write stuff down.
Tim Ferriss, who is the author of The 4-Hour Workweek, he says if you write it down and you look at it and say which one of these, if checked off, would make everything else easier or irrelevant. Mm. So you're recognizing, you know, your most important tasks and most important things. And it's true. Not everything has to get done super far in advance. Some things that can wait till the last minute. But not everything
can wait till
the last minute.
You're absolutely right. So what you do, get it out of your head, put it on the paper. Now cross off 70% of those least crucial tasks and define your most important tasks for the week. Those are the ones that you should hit first.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
And now he says, chunk it out. You know, the question, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Mm-hmm. So we started talking a little bit this week about the 100-day challenge.
Yes.
And having, you know, 100 days, how it's the perfect amount of time to really create a sense of urgency, but really to see significant change.
To build a goal.
And, mm-hmm. but, you know, to have 100 micro tasks.
Absolutely.
That are attached to it. So every single day you're moving towards what it is you're looking for. You know, even if you've got a project to kind of chunk it out together. So, you know, to have all the phone call portion of it,
right.
to do all the research portion of it, but to have deadlines of when you're breaking down each task, because otherwise it can be this big giant project and we become overwhelmed when it's a big giant project. If your big goal is, you know, we're going to hit $1 million this year. Well, you're not going to hit $1 million on December 31st.
Right.
You're going to have little pieces along the way, little baby steps and activities each day. Why are you laughing at me?
Well, no, I'm not laughing. I'm just, I'm happy to see a familiar face, KZ, who listens from the East Coast, says, love listening and watching you two go at it. I totally agree. The middle is balance, and what's really key is being able to prioritize. And I agree with that, KZ. Thank you for joining us on the Experience Pros Radio Show. She's coming in by way of the Facebook Live. And I think one of the things that is really going to lend balance to this conversation, because we are the yin and the yang. We are the polar opposites of one another. That's what makes it work. But here's what else makes it work. You need an accountability partner. And that's where Angel and I absolutely thrive, because I hold her accountable. She holds me accountable, and I carry her bags.
No, there's a dual kind of accountability.
Sure.
I know that I've got a team of people that are counting on me and expecting results and answers from me. And so we do things because we don't want to disappoint the people around us. You know, we've made a commitment and we do. And so it's nice to have, we're social creatures. It's nice to feel like, one, somebody's going to notice when you check things off your list.
Absolutely.
You know, that you're accomplishing all these things. You can celebrate the milestones and the rewards. Eric often is the person to have me stop, because I will go from activity to activity to, you know, action, action, action. And as soon as I complete one action, I'm ready to go to the next. And Eric is the person to sit there and go, okay, Angel, stop. Take, you know, relish in this moment. Look what we've just done. Celebrate this and appreciate where we've come.
Right.
Because I could just be work, 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 work. And so he's there to just remind me, okay, breathe. Breathe,
well,
take a breath.
You not know, just breathe, but celebrate.
Yeah.
You know, to take that opportunity to say, you know something, we've just done something significant. And all too often, we fly right past that and get into the next thing.
And I'm really good at just going to the next thing. If you are a chronic procrastinator,
yep.
a tip that I have read about, I haven't actually done, but I've read about, is put in some money into it.
Oh, yeah, right?
Writing yourself, you're writing your competition a great big check, or writing yourself a great big check that some are writing it to somebody else. You put some money on the line that says, if I don't reach my goal, I have to send my friend or my enemy.
And this has to sting. And there's a level of integrity in it, because nobody's going to police it but you. But it has to sting when they like $100.
If I don't hit my goal today, if I don't make the number of calls I said I'd make,
then I'm going to send my competitor $100 saying, hey, you're making me better.
Right?
And I failed today.
Yeah. How many days do you think if you set your daily goals of what you want to accomplish, and every time you didn't, you were sending $100 out the door? And if you're thinking, that's $100, okay, $500. What number would hurt?
Yeah.
Sting enough to get you to get off your patootie and get her done.
I don't have patootie.
I know. Right? But here's, I think a lot of times it's kind of that accountability partner or, just promising something to somebody else that we almost need that forced behavior to just kind of knock us around a little bit and say, stop being lazy.
That's right.
And get the work done.
There you go. It's a happier world when you get the work done early. We'll be back right after these messages. Angel Tassi and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Thrilled that you are participating with us. Oh boy, I'm excited.
I am excited too. There are just some legends in the business world, and Tom Hopkins is one of them. He was a millionaire by the time he was 27. He actually began his career as a real estate agent, and he said failing miserably after earning only $42 a month or in a month. And so he invested his last few dollars in a sales training seminar, and he quickly rose to become the nation's number one salesperson, setting records that still stand today. And I'm super excited to have Tom Hopkins as our guest on the Experience Pros Radio Show. He says he believes that salespeople are made, not born. He has dedicated his professional life to training and inspiring people to achieve their greatest potential. Tom Hopkins, welcome to Experience Pros.
Well, thank you all. It's good to be back and talk to you folks. Unbelievable. Good, good, good.
Unbelievable. Tom, it is fantastic to hear your voice again, my friend. Listen, we want to talk a little bit today about delivering exceptional customer service, but sometimes, and I know this probably doesn't happen to you, but sometimes we deal with angry clients. How do you handle an angry client when you're trying your best to deliver extreme customer service?
Well, first of all, there's a basic truth that I learned over the years, and that is you can't make everybody happy. Granted, I will say that I worked so hard to give such great service that most of my clients, my followers, were happy. But there were always those people that, regardless of what you did or said, you couldn't turn them around. And one thing I learned over the years is that there's two things you must become. Number one's a keep-in-touch specialist and a follow-up specialist. And what I found over the years is even those people that were the angriest and the people that liked me the least, if I kept following up, if I kept up my thank you notes, like, for example, Halloween, I used to give out 500 pumpkins, and I went up to the place where they had pumpkins in Ventura, California, and got a huge truck. And I got some young guys, and we just put a pumpkin in front of every person's door with a little thank you note for letting me serve the community. And it was amazing how I found that the angry client will turn around if you'll just humble yourself to keep in touch, follow up, do the same things you would do with all your happiest clients. And what's amazing is those are the angriest can sometimes become your best clients because they say, you know what, he really won't stop keeping in touch with me. So keep in touch, follow up, and be a specialist in contacting those people, and many of them you can turn around.
I think that's amazing, Tom, because this is they are always the first people we're ready to dismiss, right?
Right.
Like, forget them.
Yeah,
they don't.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right? And we dismiss them as if they don't have value. But to continue to treat them, even as you treated your best customers, that's a concept, Tom, that I think only comes from you. I haven't ever heard anybody else share that.
Well, and you know what I found over the years is they forget that they were upset when they want service. And, you know, years ago, Angel, I took the dollar sign, which if you can see the dollar sign, and I told all of my students, I said, make it an S in the word service. Hmm. So if you want to make more money, just turn dollars into giving more service, and you'll be amazed how people will come back to you year after year. And you will build up a clientele where you won't need to prospect because you build a reputation in the community. It may take 2 or 3 years, but it's worth it if you're going to be in selling and building a business the rest of your career. It's worth that commitment to get it built.
Yeah, I love this, Tom. And you know, I came to Las Vegas to your training, and even now a year later, still remembering with great fondness the way in which you separate yourself by giving these lessons and teaching us. Tom, you know, let's just say, though, that just for the sake of the argument of maybe the listener is being a little literal here, if we don't have pumpkins, how can we start serving our customers in, or the angry ones, the ones that are not necessarily in favor with us, in a way that is maybe a little less dramatic than pumpkins?
Well, you can tie it in with all holidays. For example, everybody sends Christmas cards, so I never did. I sent Thanksgiving letters, meaning if you go and you can go to Hallmark or anywhere, they have wonderful stationery, and you can put together a Thanksgiving letter where, in essence, you are away from the rest of the folks by just saying, I'm writing you to thank you for being a valued client.
Yeah.
Now, these are even unhappy people. You know, I'm thanking you for being a valued client. I'm happy to be serving you. Look forward to doing so for many years. All the best. And you can tie it in with holidays, not only Halloween with a pumpkin, but you can do a Thanksgiving letter. 4th of July, I used to go out and buy those little tiny, maybe 1 foot flags, American flags.
Sure.
And I'd get 500 of those flags, and I would go to my best clients and just stick it in the front yard in the lawn the night of. I did it in the dark, so it was like they would see it in the morning. They'd wake up in the morning, they'd go out to their front yard, get a newspaper, or look out and say, where's that little flag come from? Then I put my card on it. Just thank you for being a valued client. Have a wonderful 4th of July.
I love it.
And these were the little things that I think I did that separated me from the others. And I built loyalty. And today, loyalty with clients is very difficult unless you are a follow-up specialist.
You bet. This is what Tom does in just a couple of minutes here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. But I know you have a 2-day sales academy. Where do our listeners connect with you to get involved with your 2-day sales academy?
Well, if they wanted to just go to TomHopkins.com. And one thing, Angel, too, is I have a free resource page, which is a page of our products, our thank you notes, our follow-up systems. And there's no charge for them. So the folks that want to, you know more about Tom Hopkins, just go to TomHopkins.com, and they can come to my website, and they'll see our information on our 2-day programs, as well as, of course, books, CDs, and so forth. So that would be nice, and I'd love to hopefully follow up with them and maybe help them build their successful selling and business career.
There you go. Tom Hopkins, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. We love you. You know that. And, folks, I've been to his sales academy. You got to go. It's amazing. Worth every penny. Tom, thanks again, brother.
Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Eric. All the best. Thank you again.
Right, absolutely. Ben, yeah. Absolutely. One of my favorites. Always so thrilled to have Tom. Connect with him. He gives free resources. Don't waste this.
Absolutely. TomHopkins.com. Gang, we'll be back right after these messages. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. We are thrilled that you are part of the program. Remember to share it both on Facebook and with anybody you meet.
And with anybody you meet who just needs a little pick-me-up in their day, we bring in some of the most tremendous guests who want to share their story and their passion to help you grow. And our next guest is no different. Successful entrepreneur, venture capitalist, strategy expert, financial and sales master. Robert Poston has helped individuals, small business and corporations increase revenue and results for the last 20 years. He has an innovative outside-the-box approach to business management and employee relationships, which has set him apart as a true motivator and the perfect CEO. He's based out of Stockton, California. He's currently the CEO of SunPower by the Solar Quote and Metron Capital. Robert Poston, welcome to Experience Pros.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Robert, we are doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. So let's talk a little bit. You are a CEO. You know a thing or two about running a company. What do you see is the biggest mistakes that people make as entrepreneurs? And maybe I'll even make it a personal to you. What biggest mistake have you made as an entrepreneur?
Not making enough mistakes, I guess, would be the right answer, for me anyway. I think the hardest part, and or anytime you're starting a new venture, is getting started, right? And so getting out there and failing and being okay with failing. I think that's probably the biggest step that most entrepreneurs and or people just starting out is being okay with failure and just learning from the failure and getting better from it.
All right, so not making enough mistakes, and when you do make a mistake, learning from it. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I was lucky and was mentored at a very young age by a lot of really successful business entrepreneurs. And, you know, they always told me that the biggest difference between someone who's successful and not successful is it's very, very small. And the difference is that they just fail faster and fix it faster, right? So it's being able to make a mistake and fix that mistake quicker than somebody else, right? To be able to evaluate and to know that you are making a mistake and that there needs to be a change.
Okay. You know, I think this is something that, you know, when you hear it from a seasoned professional like yourself, Robert, it just reminds us that, because I think we beat ourselves up so much when we make a mistake, when it doesn't go the way we think it's going to go. We just get in our own way and think that we're the only one. So for you to actually bring that reminder to us tells us we're probably more on the right path than we think. Yes?
Absolutely. So our whole life, we've been graded, right? So we're graded on the mistakes that we make. And then we're told it's bad to make that mistake, right? And so you usually get a red mark on a paper and or you get a grade. And then you kind of view yourself as that grade or that mistake. And we don't do a really good job in, say, school systems. We're really taught to be employees, right? And so being able to fail and then to know what that mistake was so that you can fix it, I think is a good sign that you're in the right direction, right? To know that you are failing or you have failed is a very good thing.
You know, you brought it up with the concept of the employees and being the leader in that role and making sure that they know that it's okay to fail and, you know, learn from their mistakes. How do you go about facilitating a positive work environment that not only attracts but then retains your valuable employees?
Because I think it's the same reason what makes successful entrepreneurs successful, and that is we allow them, we want them to fail, right? We want them to go out and try it. We want them to go out and prove the theory. We want them to be them, right? So we just give our employees the opportunity to thrive, and we'll go down the track of their ideas. I think entrepreneurs sometimes get confused, right? So we really work for our employees. It's been great and highly successful with just working with our employees and using their ideas. And then giving them opportunities that they wouldn't have been given before, right? I don't know that many people want to. So I have a solar company. I know many people want to just sit and sell solar. They have bigger dreams and aspirations. And so helping them get to where they need to go, help them grow as leaders, help them grow as people is, I think, is always important in any venture, friendship, and or business.
You know, I think that's an amazing skill set to have as the leader of your company, to allow for your team to make mistakes, to be creative and know that it isn't always going to be perfect. Because like you said, we're always been graded. We've always been on the receiving end. If you did this wrong, you know, and I think we're so afraid that we're going to get fired. We're going to lose our job, right? You know, something bad is going to happen. But to have a leader that is really training you up and molding you, because we can't, you know, if we're not falling down, we're not trying our best.
You're not going to your potential, that's for sure.
And so, Robert, who instilled that in you?
I think probably at a young age, my grandfather. So he came over here from Portugal when he was 40-something or other with 7 kids. And just focused on just being you, right? And everybody has that thing that makes them unique and that thing that makes them special, and of just allowing them to be them and giving them the opportunity, right? So to be fair, you try to give as much opportunity to as many people as possible. It's what they do with that opportunity that separates them, right? And then, and so the goal always is, see the opportunity, give them the opportunity. But again, as leaders, as entrepreneurs, we can't spend too much time on people who don't want to thrive either.
Sure. So, discernment goes a long way.
Right. So, again, my grandfather, he had a lot of nephews and nieces, right? And so some of us wanted to follow in his path, and others decided to go another way, right? So, and I think all of them are okay. But it's really having that relationship and knowing people, and they're talking to people and giving them the time to understand where they want to be and where they want to go.
Our guest is Robert Robert Poston from Stockton, California. He's currently the CEO of SunPower by the Solar Quote and Metron Capital, and truly giving us an overview on what's valuable in the workforce and so on. Talk to us a little bit about the value of competitive advantage and market differentiation, Robert.
So to me, it's always about you and your unique style, right? And I think we get caught up a lot into competing with others and or trying to be something you're not. And I think just staying focused on the people that you have and building a company that's built for you, you're going to have people that don't like what you do, and you're going to have people that love what you do. And as long as you and your company love what you do, it's really easy to be different in this marketplace, right? So many people are trying to follow a trend. And I think when you're allowing people to be them, you're allowing them to make mistakes, and you're trying new things, I think you just automatically set that trend. You're in an environment where you are unique and you are special, and your value proposition is just that. And it really comes through with people. It really comes through with other business owners, and it comes through with whatever service you're providing, because you truly believe in that service. And I don't think there's anything that can separate someone who truly believes in what they're doing.
Robert, how do we want our audience to stay connected with you?
They can go to robertpostin.com. We have quite a bit of different little businesses that we run, a lot of which have been either employees or people who've just been trying to get started, start their own company. And what we've done is we've either helped them with funding or we've helped them with business sense. So we have quite a team that's behind us, and so we really enjoy helping entrepreneurs, even if it's just to talk or help walk through things, even all the way through doing CFO services to marketing to you name it. We have a company that does it.
Robertpostin.com, P-O-S-T-E-N. You'll be hearing a lot from Robert here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Robert, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just ahead. That's how we roll here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. If you'd like the archives of this broadcast or any broadcast that we do, check out experiencepros.com. Click on the radio tab. Back after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS ID 39179, NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra. Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
What's the number?
I don't want to tell you.
Come on now. Share.
3,499. Mm-hmm.
Emails.
Unread emails.
In your computer.
Angel's.
Not mine.
Computer. So.
Wow.
This has never happened to me
you
before.
You made it.
I have always been.
Wait a minute. I'm going to send you another email.
No, no, no. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I'm going to take you past the tipping point.
I'm kind of freaking out because in August, I started traveling quite a bit. And so I would come back, and I don't always take my computer. In fact, most of the time I don't take my computer when I'm traveling because I'm doing other things. And so I come back, and there's a whole lot of unread emails in my inbox.
Yeah.
Normally, hey.
What's that number?
Hey.
What's the number?
Eric just hit.
What is the number?
3,500, and his subject line is 3,500, and it is my 3,500th unread email. So the volume of emails unread was had started to pile up.
Yeah.
And normally I get in the office in the morning, I look through, I do my highlight, shift, delete all the stuff I don't need, keep the stuff I do need. And I've always kept a zero inbox. Like everything in my inbox has been either read, deleted, discarded, whatever. But I came back from being gone a few days, and actually I'd had three trips in August. And so the unread emails started to pile up. And as they started to pile up, I thought, you know what? I don't have time. I have time, but if I've got the kind of time to sit down here and go through, I could better use that time doing something differently.
Right.
So I've allowed for the unread emails to pile up in August, in September. And now we are into the early weeks of October.
Aside from the little red bubble
that says 3,500 and all the unread, dots over
those
here
are in
and
the
all that.
Rear view though. Those are they
I know,
scroll
but,
down.
But trying to find what I really need and so now,
the search
now
bars for
I,
it.
I go and I'm looking, I'm like, what do I really need to read here? Okay, this one. Okay, mm-hmm. Take care of that. Okay, what do I need to read here? This one. Okay, I have to flag that so I can come back to that later. And so this number has been growing. And I said to Eric, a couple weeks ago or maybe last week, when I hit 3,000, I think, like, this is really getting out of hand because it has only been like 8 weeks of me not reading emails. And I already have 3,500 unread emails in just 8 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever it is. It's getting out of hand.
You think so?
So now I'm trying to decide, what do I need all this stuff for? Anyways, can I just go in and delete the whole kit and caboodle?
That freaks me out.
Okay, it freaks me out. I'm not reading them. Like, what do I need them for? I don't even read them. I didn't even open them. Can't even be bothered. But yet I need to have them in my...
There could be something in there that's important.
There could be something in there that's important.
And so
now you sound like, you know, when I go and clean my closet.
Yeah.
But there could be a perfect event that, you know, is for you to wear that outfit someday.
That's not wrong.
Right? And then, you know, this whole idea of there could be. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking things have shifted.
Oh.
Things have completely shifted in technology and what we're saving. You know, all of our pictures are now in our phones. We don't print out pictures anymore. We don't stick them in photo albums anymore. We don't have all of, you know, this paper around. We used to save all the important documents. Do I really need to save all this stuff?
No, the answer is you don't need to save all that stuff. But if you do a mass sweep everything off the table into the trash can,
mm-hmm.
you could very well be missing something.
What?
That is, I don't know the answer to that, but here's the thing. If you have them, you can search for it.
I know, but that search thing.
If you don't have them, then you could be in trouble. And therein lies the
trouble?
Big
like,
I sent you this code. Why didn't you use it? You know,
I didn't use it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use it. Obviously, I didn't even open it. Not using the code, right?
I
don't even have to remember passwords.
I sent this to you last week to use for next week.
And then it says, okay, forgot password. I'm like, yep, just send me the new thing.
No, we're not talking about passwords. We're talking about information that could be valuable, and it might be valuable into the future, but you don't know. Rather than going through and wasting all your time, which, and I don't advocate.
I'm not going to like go through. I'm just going to just.
No. Don't do that.
Okay. Christopher Matthew.
Yeah.
He says that I can.
Oh. And because Christopher Matthew is not here and he's not Eric, and I think we covered it.
Let's just hear what Christopher Matthew writes about, okay?
Never trust a guy with two first names. Go ahead.
He says, there are some reasons,
yeah.
Right? Why, you know, he says, throughout my career of deleting emails, he says it's something I've struggled with, deleting emails. Part of me feels like it's important to keep a digital record, you know, in case I need to refer back to it. That is your argument.
Yeah.
Right? In case I need to refer back to it.
Right.
Or in case I need proof that, you know, something was stated. I have a digital record, what do you call that? A written?
Yeah, documentation, a paper trail.
A paper trail, right? He says, now, that's the one side, paper trail, and in case I need something.
Well, Matthews.
He says, but here are some other sides of the story of maybe why you could let them go.
Okay.
Do you remember those boxes we went through in your garage, Eric, of all the important stuff you owned for years that you couldn't even get a car in your two-car garage?
It's a beautiful way to swing things back around and shift the focus to me.
I'm just asking if you remember that.
I do remember that.
And how, I mean, we had to, like, bribe the garbage man to take all the stuff because we ended up not keeping any of it. Mm-hmm. Do you have remorse over that other than the fact I keep bringing it up?
No, not other than that.
That's the only remorse. She keeps bringing it up. But other than that, it was all good. Okay, here's what he said. He said, human search speed. He says, it's always been very good about using folders to organize emails pertaining to particular projects and clients. So I have a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But he says, whoever among us won't admit that it's easier to visually scan through a list of 20 emails versus 200, even if you are using a filtering scheme to lessen the amount. It's easier to find what you're looking for in a shorter list.
No argument.
Okay, so
absolutely
there's human
true.
Search speed, right? I can scan through. I can see what I need. Done.
Here's the computer search speed.
Mm-hmm.
He says even computers are slower with a shorter list. Duh. Okay. All right. Let's get to the real thing.
He says so many have no value over time. Most of the stuff that's in there really has no value.
It's true.
And so all it does is add clutter.
Listener Janelle says, some people do this when they go on vacation. They have the email response, I'm away until this date. When I return, I'm going to empty my inbox. So if it's important, send it again. You didn't do that. So you can't use that.
Oh, you...
We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. Angel Tussey with 3,500 emails and me.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,